Day 62, Striving to Overcome Disappointment. Disappointment leads to discontent, and discontent makes us think less of ourselves. Discontent leads us to do things to try and prove to ourselves and the rest of the world that we are capable. Striving to prove our worth ultimately leads to more disappointment and discontent, a vicious cycle that breeds victim thinking and ultimately victimization. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 105. Don't you just hate the feeling of disappointment? I sure do. It is when those feelings of disappointment are washing over my life that I can react to those around me that can leave victims in my wake. If that isn't bad enough, when I'm discontent, it would be best that you simply stay as far from me as possible. I've been caught in the vicious cycle of disappointment and discontent described above more times than I care to think about, let alone admit. What I've found is that this cycle is perpetuated the more I strive to do rather than to rest in being. Let me explain that a bit. I'm learning that striving, in of itself, isn't a trait that works to serve us all that well. This is particularly the case when we are striving in ways to try and prove who we are. Striving can be defined as devoting serious energy or effort or struggling to an end. I don't know about you, but striving, when it comes to identity, just doesn't sit well when it comes down to struggling or devoting serious energy. It just doesn't seem right that we should be in a position to strive over something so critically important as the issue of who we are is concerned. I think God has the same opinion when it comes to striving and identity. Check out today's simple Bible verse as we dig deeper into the issue of striving. He says, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46:10, New International Version. In the original language, the words for be still can also be translated as stop striving. In our verse today, we are encouraged to stop striving to know that God is God. In the Message version of the Bible, the same verse says, "Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God." I love how the concept of being still in one translation was embellished in the other using the words "step out of traffic." There's a reason we don't play in the middle of the street. It's dangerous. Same goes with striving when it comes to who we are and who God is in our lives. It is dangerous to rely on our efforts, our abilities, our accomplishments, and our circumstances to prove anything about us or the God who made us. It is when we strive, that is, to devote serious energy or to struggle to find out who we are or who God is to be in our lives, that damage can really occur. That's when disappointment can linger in ways where discontent might take hold in potentially victimizing ways. Know this for a fact. Disappointment is bound to be part of our lives from time to time. Nothing is going to change that. I don't say this to make you feel depressed. I say this to prepare you for the battle we all face when it comes to facing the disappointments of this world. We need to be in the best position to not let disappointment make discontent unleash its ugly powers. How do we fight the movement from disappointment to being discontent? I love what our reading says in the Message. We are to take a long, loving look at God. Nothing makes us more likely to believe who He says we are than to be so close to Him that we can literally stare into the face of our God. I want to be able to see the reflection of who I am by looking deep into the eyes of my God. Maybe, just maybe, I will be better able to stop striving to find myself when the image of who I am as seen in the eyes of my Creator is burned into my consciousness. All I can say is stop. Stop striving to know and to be known. Stop letting the ups and downs of this world be the foundation of how you feel about who you are and about how you think God feels about you. Disappointment might be a part of your circumstances today, but don't let that change the fact that God sees you as His child and therefore a victor. Look long and hard at Him and let His approving and loving gaze be what destroys the possibility for victim thinking to be fueled by discontentment in your life today.